Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, a warning from the FDA that every dog owner needs to hear. Could middle children be going extinct? And this husband and wife's trapeze stunt went terribly wrong. First up, more than 100 million Americans are affected by stress. And a new ranking shows exactly where in the U.S. they're most likely to feel it. The personal finance site WalletHub.com ranked 182 major cities based on metrics across four key stress categories: work, financial, family, and health and safety. With a score of just over 63 on a scale of 100, Detroit, Michigan took the dubious title of the most stressed city in America. Among other metrics, the Motor City had the highest poverty rate and the second highest divorce rate, all while residents got the least amount of sleep per night. Outside of Detroit, the bottom five was rounded out by Newark, New Jersey, Cleveland, Ohio, Birmingham, Alabama, and a second Ohio city, Toledo. For those looking to avoid stress, you may want to pack up and head to Fremont. The California city ranked last in the nation for financial stress and second to last in health stress. If you're stressed about where your city ranked, you can see the full list on our Top 30 Facebook page. Now let's go to the floor of the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. So Nicole, I know every company has rules, but now one has a new policy about food?
That's right, Kristen. WeWork will no longer allow employees to expense meals that include meat. The policy change is meant to reduce the WeWork's carbon footprint. Couples that pay together actually stay together. This according to Fidelity, which found that more than half of the couples carry debt into their relationship. Of those, 57% communicate well. Lloyd Blankfein is stepping down as the CEO of Goldman Sachs later this year, and he could get as much as $85 million in compensation.
What do we know about who's taking over?
Well, it's David Solomon, who's currently Goldman's president and chief operating officer. In his free time, he's known as DJ D-Sol and spins music at clubs in cities like New York and Miami.
All right, great stuff. Thanks, Nicole. Scientists in Australia have developed the world's first blood test to help diagnose skin cancer. Testing showed it was capable of catching early-stage melanoma in 81.5% of the cases. Clinical trials will take place shortly. And the Thai soccer team that was rescued after being trapped in a cave for 18 days are heading home after recovering in the hospital. During a press conference, the 12 boys and their coach explained they were able to survive by drinking a trickle of fresh water coming down off a rock in the cave. And the judges and audience at America's Got Talent screamed in horror when a trapeze act went terribly wrong, sending one half of the married duo plummeting to the ground. Fortunately, she landed on the safety mat below, and the couple will be moving on to the live rounds in Hollywood. Now let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, this one's pretty disturbing. I hear a lot of parents are texting and driving.
I know, it's pretty scary, Kristen. Researchers say more than half of parents use their phones while driving with their kids in the car. One in three read text messages, while one in seven use social media. And women seem to be the worst offenders. The FDA is warning that potato-based pet foods may be causing heart disease in dogs. The agency issued a warning about a potential link between pet foods with peas, lentils, and potatoes. They did not name specific brands here, but say a heart condition typically found in larger dogs is now showing up in smaller breed dogs that share the same type of diet. The secret of what to drink after a workout. Drum roll, please. Wait for it. It's chocolate milk. Athletes who drink chocolate milk during exercise or after a hard workout may recover just as quickly as they would with sports drinks. Researchers say chocolate milk contains carbohydrates, proteins, fats, flavonoids, electrolytes, and some vitamins, which make this drink a good choice for recovery in athletes. Oh, and for us regular folk, too. Kristen, love, love, love chocolate milk. And that's what you need to know. Let's go back to you now.
Well, I'm with you there. Who doesn't love chocolate milk? Thanks, Danielle. Time now for this week's Page Six Fix. Meghan Markle's dad is making news again for comments about his royal daughter. Elizabeth Wagmeister has more. Elizabeth.
Well, Kristen, she's only been a royal for a few months, but it seems like Duchess Meghan is already maybe having regrets. Her father seems to think she's faking her smile, saying, "I've seen her smile for years. I know her smile. I don't like the one I'm seeing now." He believes the pressure of transitioning from a TV star to a royal is getting to her. It's even reported that while touring, she told a fan that she missed playing Rachel on Suits. In other marriage news, it seems your favorite pop stars have been busy playing matchmaker. First, a pair of hardcore Swifties surprised Taylor by getting engaged right in front of her during the meet and greet. Also playing Cupid was Mariah Carey, who helped her backup dancer get engaged in the middle of her show at Caesar's Palace. And first came love, then marriage, and now a baby for Kate Upton. The Sports Illustrated model announced that she's pregnant, which led comedian Whitney Cummings to ask the question on everyone's mind, "Wait, your boobs are about to get bigger?" And that's this week's Page Six Fix. See you next time.
Okay, thanks, Elizabeth. For all the latest news and gossip, watch Page Six TV. Check your local listings. Middle children are going extinct, and it's because millennials don't want more than two kids. In the 70s, having three children or more was ideal, with only 22% of women having just two children. But over the years, the numbers have reversed. Experts think a shift in attitude about family life, focus on career, and the cost of raising children have all contributed to Americans now saying two kids is optimal. Statistics show that nearly two-thirds of Americans have just one or two children. According to the Women's Lifestyle magazine, The Cut, middle children have long been the most populous birth order demographic throughout history, but are now on the endangered species list. I'm trying not to take offense to this since I'm a middle child, but I'm also a millennial mother of two, obviously contributing to this new statistic. All right, let's move on. You can probably relate to this next story. Staying connected on the go drains our batteries, and the last thing we want to do is miss something, which is why we've got today's top 30 steal, a two-pack of accessory sneaker power banks at a special 83% discount. Now you can charge your devices wherever you are, whenever you want. That means you can stay out longer without missing that important phone call or snapping that perfect photo. It's called a sneaker power bank because of the cool sole pattern, and it's made for walking. You can guarantee you'll never run out of battery on the go again because this compact power bank will follow you every step of the way. It has dual USB ports, and each power bank can charge your phone twice. The two-pack of accessory sneaker power banks retails for $110. But today you can buy them both for just $19. That's an 83% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. MGM Resorts is suing 1,000 victims of last year's Las Vegas shooting. It owns the Mandalay Bay, where the shooter killed 58 people from his room. And joining us now to talk about it is Brian Unger. Brian, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You know, when you see the headline alone, MGM suing the victims of the Las Vegas shooting, the initial response, at least for me, was, wait, what? You know, what's MGM's case here?
The move here for Mandalay Bay is simply a legal maneuver. This is kind of being called shopping for judges. Essentially, the objective here and the legal maneuver is to get it out of state court where the liabilities are unlimited.
Okay.
Where Mandalay Bay could spend millions and hundreds of millions of dollars to these survivors and the families. Get it into federal court where the liabilities are limited. I think it's a story because it feels very, very injurious to the families.
It does, and I understand from a business standpoint, MGM, to stay alive, has to do something like this. From a public relations standpoint, it's a bit of a nightmare.
I would say so, but as you've said, it's really just a business maneuver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's move on. What's the worst question you've been asked in a job interview? That's what an HR company tried to find out in a survey. Job seekers reported being asked if they were single or even rich. I actually have been asked a couple of these. One of them, are you planning to have more children? And I
just outright, blatantly, someone just asked
kind
you.
Kind of like in conversation, so are you planning on having more kids?
Well, it raises an interesting question anyway, because while it is illegal, you want the job, so you're not going to say to the person, hey, don't ask me that. And the one that jumped out to me is, what color do you think the aliens are?
Come on, who asked that? Not do you believe in aliens, but what color do you think they're?
Yeah,
purple or green, I'd imagine, are the two popular.
If you jump off on this question and just validate that there might be aliens, you may be losing that job.
I know.
Unless you're applying for a job at Area 51. In that case, you're perfect for this.
Touche, that might be
how
applicable.
Many steps did you climb up to reach my office is a question.
Huh. Did you? And if you took the elevator, you might be like, out of here.
The answer is, Kristen, it's figurative. You should say, how many people did I step on to get to your office? Is the better question.
Anyway. All right, there are so many good ones here, but we've got to move on because I know you're an animal lover, and I think you're going to love this story. A New Jersey police department responded to a call about trespassing. They arrived to find Bean, the pug, who had gotten away from her owner. So this pug shot the officers took is now going viral, and it's the cutest thing in the world.
This might be the most benevolent, animal-loving police department in the country.
Yeah.
The police show up, and instead of taking it to a shelter, they just took it back to the police department, pug shot the dog, and then basically kept it overnight until the owners came there. But I love the picture of the dog in the jail cell because the bars are about 8 inches wide and the dog could just jump through.
Bye, I'm out of here and make a run for it. I love it, Brian. Thank you so much for being here.
Good to see you.
All right, you too. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 29 Philadelphia, 15-year-old Brianna Disney is battling brain cancer. She says she listens to her idol, Shania Twain, to help her get through her physical therapy sessions. And recently, Brianna had the chance to leave the hospital for a few hours for the night of a lifetime, seeing Shania in concert. Concert promoter Live Nation heard about Brianna's story and gave her the VIP treatment the moment she arrived at the Wells Fargo Center. Brianna got free merchandise, attended an exclusive pre-show party, and even got a handwritten note from Shania herself. In our second story from Fox 5 New York, there's a new bar that's serving up much more than the finest craft beers. Harlem Hops is the first 100% Black-owned craft beer bar in Harlem. Co-owner Kim Harris said it was important that their bar be a place where everyone feels like family. And it seems like they're doing a pretty good job. The place has been hopping since it opened last month. And in our final story from Fox 2 Detroit, 11-year-old Jalil Wirtz was riding his bike to Dollar General when he noticed someone was hurt. It happened to be a cameraman for Fox 2 News. Photographer Tim Baker stepped on some glass while he was filming a segment. And Jalil hopped off his bike and offered to buy Tim some Band-Aids. But when he left the Dollar General, Jalil's bike was stolen. That's where Fox 2 News stepped in. They were so touched by what Jalil did that they bought him a new bike. Jalil was so surprised, and the smile on his face says it all. Let's talk about pineapples. They were once rare in the United States and only served on special occasions, but they really are the perfect sweet treat on a hot summer day. Hollywood chef Paul McCullough is here to teach us how to incorporate more pineapple into our life. And we need more pineapple in our
life. We do, Kristen Smith.
Welcome,
I need pineapples now.
You know, I will tell you though, Chef Paul, I have the worst luck with pineapples. I always pick the ones that look beautiful on the outside, but then I do the chop and they're brown.
So you have to focus on fragrance and color. So you pick up your pineapple and give it a good smell. It should smell like really vibrant and fragrantly sweet. It should smell like a pineapple.
Okay.
And then the color, that beautiful golden color should be coming up around the fruit. That says that it's ripe to eat because pineapples, once they're harvested, they don't ripen anymore.
Do you have any summertime recipes that you like?
Sure, you know, I'm loving roasted pineapple right now. So I go with Greek yogurt, some roasted pineapple, some steel cut oats, some hazelnuts, a little lime for some brightness and some honey.
It's so funny because the recipes you have, they're simple and doable for everyone, but I wouldn't think of them unless you were here.
You know, we got breakfast covered, and how about dinner? We could make a roasted, fire-roasted pineapple salsa. So pineapple, cilantro, red onion, you got some red and yellow peppers, hit it with some rice wine vinegar and some olive oil, throw that over a pork roast.
Oh my God.
Love it.
I love it too. One more thing, I heard pineapple was the symbol of hospitality, is that right?
The international symbol of hospitality. So I'm giving you a double dose of international hospitality right now.
Perfect. I'm having a hard time taking you seriously, but I love it. Okay, because we don't need to stay serious with pineapple.
No.
You know? Okay, perfect hostess gift. I could just give a pineapple.
Absolutely.
Would that 100%. Fly?
Yeah.
Chef Paul, thank you for being here. All right, now to a story every parent needs to see. A mom named Lindsay McIver learned her 3-year-old daughter got stuck in the family's front-loading washing machine, and she hopes this is an eye-opening situation for other parents. The Colorado family had just purchased the new machine and hadn't even gotten to use it yet when Lindsay and her husband were woken up by their panicked 4-year-old son, saying his sister was locked in the washing machine. Lindsay said, by the time we reached the laundry room in the basement, Chloe was locked inside the airtight washing machine. It was tumbling and filling with water. They quickly got her out, and she didn't suffer any major injuries, thankfully. Now familiar with the machine, the family knows there's a child lock setting that prevents it from starting, but they also added a child lock to the door so the kids can't climb inside. Despite the fear of mom shaming, Lindsay posted about the scary incident on Facebook, saying we need to be open and honest about our mistakes to help one another keep our kids safe. Moving along now to a pretty interesting story. Science has found the reason offices with open floor plans are the worst. Researchers at Harvard found that workers in open offices spend less time interacting face-to-face compared to employees in traditional offices. Many workers have complained that open floor plans lack privacy, increase distractions and noise, and create a feeling of being watched. Other research has found they could even be bad for employees' health because the lack of barriers promotes the spread of germs. But many employees have kept up the war on walls because they think it will drive interaction and collaboration. To see if that was true, the Harvard scientists followed workers at two Fortune 500 companies transitioning from normal office space to open ones. The subjects wore badges with a microphone, Bluetooth, and sensors to detect whether they were moving or speaking. Face-to-face interactions went down by about 70%. Emails increased between 22 and 56%. Executives at the companies also reported a decrease in productivity. The researchers say that's because electronic communication doesn't offer the same quality as the old-fashioned way, talking face-to-face. A couple from Washington State is doing something pretty innovative. They're taking ocean waste and using it to change people's lives. Lauren and Chris Moriarty founded the Million Waves Project. They recycle plastic found in the ocean and transform it into prosthetic hands. They then deliver the hands to people around the world. It takes about 15 plastic bottles and $45 to make one hand using a 3D printer. In about 2 months, they've made and shipped 18 limbs. Now they're focusing on expanding so they can create more and help more in less time. The Moriartys are currently finding the plastic themselves and using equipment in their own home. They're hoping to soon partner with groups already recycling plastics from oceans and landfills and upgrade their equipment. Hats off to this couple helping people and the environment at the same time. Well, one reality star is used to dealing with drama on screen, but now she's facing some problems off camera as well. Jason Matheson, host of The Jason Show on Fox 9 in Minneapolis, joins us to talk about it. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Kristen. Well, just when we thought everything was golden in the life of Countess Luann de Lesseps from Bravo's The Real Housewives of New York, a sad turn. Listen to this. It seems she's headed back to rehab. I say back to rehab because she had a stint right after the holidays when she had that run-in with the law. We all know that story. She's also fighting with her family. Her ex-husband, the Count, and her two kids are fighting because allegedly, through the divorce, she was supposed to sell the family house and use the money to set up a trust for the kids, and that hasn't happened. She's gonna be in rehab, and that also means that she's gonna miss the big Real Housewives of New York season 10 reunion. Kristen?
Well, hopefully she gets the help she needs. Thanks, Jason. There's a scam allowing people to steal hard-earned points from Canadian Aeroplan reward members. The Aeroplan, originally created by Air Canada as incentive for their frequent flyers, has evolved into a loyalty program with tons of partners. But according to new reports, there are hackers spoofing the Aeroplan website, which leads the victims to unknowingly give up all of their account information. Emails are sent to Aeroplan members with a link to click on that will send people to the fake site. Aeroplan warns customers that they never ask members to give up account or personal info through emails. The company said, do not respond and do not click on any links or open attachments contained within the email. And because Air Canada flies all over North America, both Canadians and Americans can earn Aeroplan miles and can be affected by this scam. Experts say to always watch website addresses carefully. Extra characters or misplaced letters can be signs that you're not on a company's legitimate website. Geologists just discovered a new island off the coast of Hawaii, but don't make any plans to visit just yet. It's just a few feet off the coast of the Big Island and only about 20 to 30 feet wide. Experts say it was created after the eruption of the Kilauea volcano. It erupted in early May, but is still spewing lava. This is the same volcano that made national headlines for sending lava into neighborhoods and destroying homes. Geologists say that some of the lava extended underwater away from the coastline. The underwater pressure pushed the the hardened lava to the surface, creating a small island. And if the lava flow stays active, the island could connect to the coastline. If not, the waves may eventually erode the entire island. So what will the island be called if it survives? That will be up to officials in the neighboring community. And that's it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on our next show. You won't believe the freak accident that's led to a warning about beach umbrellas. Plus, why more screen time might be dangerous for teens. And one employee's 20-mile walk to work has a happy ending. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top30TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.